Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another News and Focus program. It is March 28, 2012. Coming to you from Fayetteville, North Carolina, this is Pastor Sean, and I wasn't really sure I would even do a commentary in this article. I received an email yesterday from a church member, and he asked in his email, perhaps this is too strong for sermonaudio.com. This is an adult-only commentary. And I was questioning whether I was going to upload it or not. And when I opened up the breaking news section, I saw that Stephen Lee had already uploaded the article. And so that just confirmed to me that this is worthy of our attention. And quite frankly, it is shocking and disturbing and unbelievable that the birthplace of America's Military Reserve Officer Training Corps, ROTC, that's Norwich University, founded in 1819. Norwich University. It's in New England. It's in Vermont. Northfield, Vermont. Founded in 1819 as the first private military academy in the United States, is in the middle of 6 days of... 6 days of... And you say, what? 6 days of what? What could be so shocking? What could be so disturbing? 6 days of Condom Olympics. 6 days of celebrating LGBT. What is going on in America? How out of control are things getting? I'm looking at an article posted March 27, 2012 from radio.foxnews.com. Sermon Audio has uploaded an article from WND.com covering the same thing. So we've got two sources. We're not making this up. This is not something that's questionable. The university actually has issued a press release. It's not something they're trying to hide. They want this to come out. Is this a marketing ploy? There are 1,300 cadets and 1,100 civilian students at Norwich University. There's no question that there are Christian families who have sent their son or daughter to Norwich in order to become an officer in the United States Army, and they think they've done a good thing in sending their son or daughter to this university. Norwich University celebration of the homosexuality will culminate Saturday with a free love dance at the school's armory. The university said the events are meant to have open dialogue on diverse opinions on safe place. A university spokesman told Fox News that as an institution of higher learning, they support exploring ideas and respecting the right to a diverse opinion, having respectful conversations so that people can learn from each other. The university's Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Questioning and Allies Club held its first meeting the day after the Don't Ask, Don't Tell provision was repealed. Approximately 30 to 35 people attended the meeting. As an institution, Norwich never banned open homosexuality in the Corps of Cadets, but because of many of its students were destined for the military, which prior to the end of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell, we can thank our president, current president, for the end of that. Those people kept quiet. Now they can come out of the closet. So among the scheduled events are Condom Olympics. Yes, you heard that right. Condom Olympics. Prophylactics will be given as prizes. Military cadets will also be attending a dance where same-sex partners are welcome. There will also be a discussion about HIV testing and a movie called Lord Save Us From Your Followers. Lord Save Us From Your Followers. The title is disgusting. And may I remind you, listener, may I remind you, please, that your taxpaying dollars are going to this university. That you can be sure within our ROTC program the size of Norwich's that thousands of dollars are going there as hundreds of cadets are on full scholarships. Full scholarships. You're paying for the education here. The Condom Olympics include a rubber relay race. I am not making this stuff up. You can check it out yourself. Fox Radio, FoxNews.com, Todd Starnes, Top Stories, Military Academy, host Queer Prom Condom Olympics. Rubber relay race. Participants will divide up into two teams. One team will have an internal female condom, and the other will have an external condom. Each team will use their condoms to run water from one bucket to another at the opposite end of the room. Then we can just conclude the night with a mass orgy on the military parade field. It's unbelievable. This is an adult-only commentary. Safer flavors. Participants will be paired up. One team will be blindfolded while the other puts a flavored dental damp in front of their face so they can determine the flavor. Pop prophylactics. Texture testing. Lubricated thumb wrestling events. Condom creations. The Family Research Council called the planned events an assault on traditional moral values. It's much more than that. It's an assault on God. It's an assault on God. That's what it is. It's an assault on God. Lord, save us from your followers. So let's make sure we understand what's happening in America. Yesterday I told you about a food pantry in which the volunteers are no longer able to ask people who are receiving food, is there anything we can pray with you about? Today I'm reporting to you about a university that is receiving, over the life of its existence, millions of federal dollars. Millions of federal dollars. And this week, the cadets, whose education you are paying for, whose education I am paying for, are participating in Condom Olympics. That's great. That's great. Great training, isn't it? That's great preparation for combat operations in Afghanistan. You say, Pastor Sean, you seem awful fired up about this. You're not? You're not fired up about this? Are you a Christian? Is there anything that the government could do? Is there anything that a university could do that would fire you up, rock you up, get you upset? Lord, save us from your followers. It's a PG-13 movie. It's 100 minutes long. It's a documentary. Why is the gospel of blood dividing America? Filmmaker and follower Dan Merchant donned his bumper sticker man suit and set out across America in this funny and movie looking at the collision of faith and culture. You can just imagine what an assault on Christianity that movie is. And what I find so disturbing is that I know of Christian parents who send their young men and women to these kind of universities. Why not just ship them to Sodom and Gomorrah? Just ship them to Sodom and Gomorrah. As Lot cast his eyes for the city, send your young daughter off to Sodom and Gomorrah. Send them to North Georgia. Send them to Vermont. Send them to these places in which free sex is occurring and just total debauchery. And then you wonder? Then you struggle? This is just disgusting. This is just an assault. A queer prom? The Family Research Council called the planned events an assault on traditional moral values. It does illustrate some of the concerns we have with regards to the repeal of the law against homosexual conduct in the military. God save America. Save America from liberal progressives who are desiring to destroy it, to suppress Christianity every means and exalt an alternative lifestyle that ultimately will be the result of the fall of America. And what is so amazing to me, what is so shocking to me, is that there are Christians who are going to vote that the current administration be giving 4 more years. there was ever a time to put a leader in office who would repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell, who would suppress evil. But what we have right now is a nation in which every man is doing right in its own eyes. Condom Olympics, texture testing, safer flavors, lubricated thumb wrestling. Can you imagine the flow of alcohol on this campus combined with these events? Can you imagine the sin? This is a scenario in which an angel of the Lord could be sent to rescue Christians from there, and the men would desire to have sex with the angels. It's today. Today. I'm not talking about something that happened 5,000 years ago, 6,000 years ago. I'm talking about today. I'm talking about Northfield, Vermont. Norwich University. How in the world can a heterosexual, born-again Christian be on that campus? Parents, do you know what schools you're sending your kids to? Do you know what's going on? Are you aware? This audio commentary should be tweeted and retweeted. It should be liked on Facebook and forwarded to every single person you can forward in your address book. There's no reason in the world there shouldn't be hundreds and hundreds of downloads as an attempt to get the word out. This is unbelievably shocking and disturbing. It does illustrate some of the concerns we have with regard to the repeal of the law against homosexual conduct in the military. In the military, which there would be a slippery slope from neutrality very quickly to hostility towards people who disapprove of homosexuality. Folks, we are already there. We are already there. Every attempt is being made to make those of us, like myself, who take a strong stand for marriage being defined as one man and one woman, as a complete and utter homophobic fundamentalist who needs to be silenced. God forbid the pulpits in America that don't speak truth towards these type of issues. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.